Scorpion Daily. What is good? It is an amazing time to be alive. Although it is rainy outside and the clouds are dark and gray, although it looks very sad, it's what matters on the inside. And so I think a lot of it, like your soul, basically, you know, it can be really bad outside, externally. Same for your soul as well. Like, it can be bad outside of your soul, but inside, on the inside, that's where it needs to be a happy and warm place. That's how you're going to be able to help others. That's how you're going to be able to achieve the things you want to achieve. Doing that will be monumental towards the growth. I strongly believe that. So yeah, it's great. Life is great. I wanted to talk about finance a little bit this morning. Just kind of get some things off my chest in terms of money and what it can do, how to set yourself free. You know, I feel like I've worked a lot of jobs and I've been through a lot of positions, and I realized that, you know, a lot of the money I made did not go towards bills. It did not go to myself. A lot of the money that I've made in my lifetime has been spent on, you know, stuff or even experiences. I think people forget about the experience and the eating out. You know, you go to the movies and you buy, you know, snacks, drinks. You paid for the movie. That's not something that you'll necessarily have, you know, at the end of the day. Like, when you do your accounting and everything, it's like, well, where is that stuff that you bought? It's like, well, it was an experience. So, essentially, it's gone. And I think a lot of us forget that, you know. If you're a person who spends money on massages, if you're a person who spends money on, you know, getting your eyebrows done and your nails painted, I don't think it's a bad thing, but in terms of accounting, it's really hard to account for things like that because it's not something that will last forever. It's not really something tangible. Like, if you buy a car, I understand you can sell it at one point and get some of your money back, and that's also, like, something that you tangibly have to say, yeah, that's where my money went. As opposed to, well, I don't know where my money went. You know, if your money was spent on food and restaurants and drinks, don't even get me started on the drink conversation. The drink conversation is too much to handle. But, you know, places right now are charging anywhere from $12 to $20 for a drink. Makes absolutely no sense. A $20 to $30 drink, which I have seen, is about the same as buying an entire liquor bottle. So, yeah, I just don't understand that dynamic there or how we even, you know, decide to pay. But it does come down to some middle-class thinking. You know, if you think about money the way the middle-class does, then you start to realize that, you know, a lot of these people are spending because they think, oh, well, I got more in the bank, you know. It's okay. That's how they justify their purchases. And that's how we justify our purchases sometimes, too. We say, oh, it's not that big of a deal. You know, I'll just make some more money. I'll work a little bit harder. But that's the thing. Like, I don't think that we should necessarily have to work harder in order to enjoy our things. I feel like if we work the way we're already working and we just make better financial decisions, it's gonna make our life a whole lot easier anyway, without having to, like, pull an all-nighter or work extra shifts. You know, don't think of you working extra shifts the solution to your problem. Don't think of it that way. Think of it as, I'm going to be smarter with my money. That way, I still get what I want, and I don't have to, like, you know, hurt yourself or exhaust yourself. You know, picking up extra shifts is not as easy as you think. And so, I just want us to get to a place where we can have great conversations around money. Money is a topic that is important in everyone's lives, but yet it's a topic that no one wants to talk about. And it could actually be seen as a way to keep people down and then, like, don't talk about it. You're not allowed to talk about money. Don't ask about money, don't talk about money. Like, who invented that? Not only do I want to know who invented that way of thinking, but I also want to know what purpose does it serve. Do the pros outweigh the cons? Can you show me that not talking about money is better than actually talking about it? Of actually being conscious with our money and making wise financial decisions. I think you guys see where I'm going with this. I'm obviously a big believer that talking about money is important. You know, I think when I have children one day, I am going to be that parent that makes it a point. Hey, we're going to talk about money. We're going to learn about money. Because money is a tool. And I know people say money is the root of all evil, but I would argue the love and greed and lust for money above all else, that is the root. So, you know, it's not wrong to talk about money. It's not wrong to think about money. It's not wrong to use this tool. It's like a hammer. It's not inherently wrong to use a hammer, is it? It's not inherently wrong to build a house or hit some nails with some wood. I think people are confused. Money is a tool just like anything else. And if the better you learn how to use that tool, the easier your life will be. Tools are there to help you. Tools are there to make things easier. And so let's start today. Make things a little easier. And let's start thinking about money. Placing the importance not on money per se, but importance on what we do with our money. Because I know people, well, I've met people in my life who have said that money is so evil, I don't even worry about it. And would you be surprised when I tell you that these same people were also people who had an obnoxious amount of money problems? Huh. I'm not going to think about money, and that's going to make my life easier. Oh, but wait, I got all these problems, because I didn't think about money. So, anyways, philosophy done. I'm done with the philosophy. If you don't necessarily agree, you can log off and you won't reap the benefits. But for those who want to make better financial decisions for themselves, you're going to have to do quite a bit of things. Number one, your attachment to stuff. Stuff, you know what I'm talking about. Electronics, shoes, clothes, jewelry, accessories. Accessories is a big killer of your financial independence, your financial stability. Accessories are luxurious items that can go up into the millions of dollars. Yes, there are accessories which you can wear that cost millions of dollars. So you'll never be able to beat the game of getting enough luxury. So what did I do, and what do I think you should do, is get rid of your attachment to these accessories. Because here's the fun thing about accessories. You don't need them to live a happy life. And that's fundamentally true, because there are an unlimited number of happy people who do not have accessories. Rings, earrings, necklaces, gold chains, I mean, all of it. Designer clothing. I think designer clothing, honestly, is one of the biggest traps in society. You know, you're going to spend $800 on a belt that holds up your pants? How stupid would it look that someone else got their belt for $3 instead of $800? Oh, but Ryan, it's designer. What does that mean? Does it do your taxes for you? $800 on a belt that you wear makes no sense if you don't have the money to cover it. What do I mean by cover it? Like, can you buy it in cash? If you put it on your credit card, that doesn't mean you can afford the thing. If you buy it with cash, that also means that it also doesn't mean that you can afford the thing. What I'm saying is, buy it in cash, and when you inevitably regret your decision because it didn't make sense in the first place. And when I say by cover it, I mean like, you're good. But the problem is, a lot of people think they're doing good when they're actually not. And so, it's like a form of delusion. People are in this sense of delusion of, again, like I said earlier, I'll just pick up more shifts to cover it. Not a good idea. Not for that. If you're going to invest into something, a vehicle that can make you more money, or if you're going to invest in yourself, then yeah, picking up more shifts is a good idea. But doing it to cover that belt, or the accessories, it's just ludicrous at this point. It makes no sense. You know, your attachment to things. And look, I got attachment to things as well. I keep things that I don't necessarily need. And so I'm starting to get rid of a lot of things. I'm starting to clean house. The house needs to be clean. And you know what? Getting rid of a lot of these things that you haven't used in over a year, it's more liberating than you think. Like, if you can put it on eBay or Facebook Marketplace or OfferUp, you can start the process of, like, getting control of your life back. Probably got thousands of dollars in stuff sitting there that you haven't touched in over a year. Like, it only makes sense to get rid of it. If you can make things easier on yourself, please do it. But a lot of us just want the stuff, man. Like, we just want the things. And that goes into another question. Which is, why do you have the attachments to stuff in the first place? And for the majority of you guys, it happens to be insecurity in yourself. And you might not think that that's you, but chances are, it probably is. And that's okay. Like, we all have insecurities, and we all have to deal with them at one point. Some people never deal with their insecurities. And to me, that's just an unhappy life. But yeah, just digging deeper into those, into that conversation there, like, I think you have to ask yourself, why do I have such a fixation attachment on stuff? You know, we're holding on to things because of the memories. You know, photo album is great. I'm not telling you to throw away your photo album. I'm telling you to get rid of that coffee machine that's been sitting in your garage for 2 years. Make it make sense. If you can make it make sense, but not for you, like, make it make sense for everyone of why you still have the thing. Don't be delusional. And I know it's hard, but I wanted to talk about finance today and to really see how we can get control of our lives again. When I say control, I mean, like, control over your time, control over your money, your spending habits, get those under control. Your investments, get those under control. Like, all of it. Let's just get all of it under control. So, that's what I want for you guys. That's what I want for myself. I think I've been doing a very good job lately, but I'm starting to have those urges again of, like, let me spend on this, let me spend on that. You know, and I try to, like, come up with my own reasons of justifying them. Like, I'll give you an example. There's a sale going on right now for an item that I really care about. And I really care about it because, you know, it might help me with music. It's a pair of headphones. And the premium bundle is like $500. And they're doing a sale right now for $400 until the end of the month. And I don't necessarily have $400 per se. I could put it on a credit card. But I'm also trying to pay off my credit card. Like, for good. So I don't know. It's been weighing on my mind of, like, just do it, just buy it. But then the other part of me is saying, well, what the hell? You're going against everything you believe in. And the ways that you were going to help yourself. You know, I was supposed to pay everything down, not rack up more charges and more charges. And it's a lot of different things. Like, there was a lot of Black Friday sales that was going on. I could have, you know, splurged on a lot of stuff. I held back. I bought maybe one or two pieces of software, you know, but I probably didn't spend more than $150. So I think I did pretty good there. But now on this next purchase, it's like, whoa, you know, this is a big step to purchase this item. Just kind of going against what I'm doing. I don't want to prolong my financial problems. I want to end them, you know. And I'm not in massive debt or anything like that. I just need to get my credit card to like a zero balance and just start fresh. So there's something there that I'm dealing with. And it's that internal struggle, you know, I'm always asking myself questions, like, part of me is trying to convince myself to buy it, the other part of me is trying to talk myself out of it, and I've been doing this song and dance with this item for a while, even before the sale, so maybe that's a sign that I should just go ahead and buy it, because I've been doing this song and dance before the sale, I don't know, but my point is that at least I'm having this internal dialogue with myself. You know, the fact that I'm having this internal dialogue means a lot. It says a lot. It says, hey, I care enough about my finances to even have the conversation in the first place, to even hesitate in the first place. So it's just that. I'm proud of myself for that. All the conversation. No matter the outcome, I'm proud that I even had this debate with myself. And I've been trying to find more ways to make more money. It doesn't have to be necessarily passive income, but I think that would help. I think that would help a lot. Yeah, I'm just trying to do my best these days. Like, I'll be honest, I don't know if things have gotten harder. It feels like things have gotten a lot easier, for sure. But, like, you know, just thinking back about all my life, I wish... You know, I wish I was that teenager that made good financial decisions from the beginning. The problem is, most of us are not like that. And so, I made terrible financial decisions when I was younger. It's gotten a lot better. And I don't know, regret sucks, and so I try not to dwell on, you know, the past and all the mistakes I've made, but I definitely keep it in mind of, like, man, man, if only I was more conscious or more aware back then. I would have made much better financial decisions. I probably would be in a better spot right now, but that's okay. Like, we all make our decisions and we have to live with them. And so, you know, me living with my decisions in the past, seeing what I've done in the past, it just really, it hits a certain chord with me, and I don't want to go through that again. But even better than that, I want to get myself into the place I would have been had I not made those bad financial decisions. Which means I got to make great decisions now. I got to do great things now. You know? And whatever that may be, like, it could be a lot of things. It could be a combination. I think it is a combination. But yeah, just overall, just an overall understanding of time. Like, now is the time to act. Now is the time to make a change. And in order to make a change, you have to do something you've never done before. A lot of people are afraid to get radical. Like, radical is not bad when it's going in the right direction. Like, people always think radical's bad. Radical's been demonized. You know, radical kind of reminds me of, like, terrorism. You know, but those are for, like, negative purposes. Those are going radical for, like, the wrong reasons. If you go radical for the right reasons, like, oh, I'm going to be radical for going to the gym every single day. Like, I don't know. I just don't see that as a bad thing. You're doing something good for yourself. I'm going to be radical about eating vegetables and fruits as a part of my diet now. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, brother. I love it. You should. So yeah, there's just a lot of that. There's a lot of that kind of decision making that I think, can really do a lot for you. Yep, yep, yep. So anyways, making better financial decisions for yourself today is more important than you think. It might be a little difficult, it might be a little challenging, but so what? Everything is challenging. And the more challenges you go through, the easier your life becomes. I think once you get through the hardest part, you know, things get really easy because you just keep your life very simple. As long as I have my health, I'm happy. As long as I have my basic needs met, I'm happy. Keeping life very simple that way. that can really do wonders for yourself. You know, I think it's also just finding out what is stopping you from making the change. You know, do you believe that you can't do it? Do you believe other people when they say it's impossible or it's too hard? Have you really convinced yourself that things are the way they are? I've been so fortunate enough to be able to attack my goals daily. I got two arms, I got two legs. I can see, smell, and hear. I can talk. I can read. A lot of us can do that too. A lot of us got that too. But because I'm able-bodied, I've been able to attack my goals, and I'm just thankful. Thankful to have the chance, to have that opportunity. I know some people don't get the opportunity in their lives. Whether they're born in a very, very bad place, or they're, you know, I mean, I've seen people overcome extraordinary things, you know, people that are missing legs, people that are blind, that are deaf, like, we've seen some extraordinary things happen in our time, in the history here on Earth. And I just want to remind everyone, like, if anyone in your circumstance or who's had it as bad as you have, if any of them have been able to make it, you can too. As we come up on the final minutes here of my journey, I want to remind everybody that my intentions are pure, and I just want everyone to win. I want everyone to have the same chance, the same opportunity. And I believe we all do. You know, we all have our shortcomings. We all, you know, weren't born on third base, like, you know, the truth is we all have a chance. You know, we all have our differences, and that's what makes us unique, you know. I love cultural differences. It's just awesome. I'm very interested to learn. But anyways, my point is, like, I just want people to win out here. I say it every day, but I cannot tell you how thankful I am to be born in a country with this much opportunity. I mean, you might say it's not heaven, but it kind of feels that way. Especially when you, again, adopt these principles and live a very simple life, shit gets real good. You know, you might be sitting there like, America's not heaven. I mean, to me, it kind of feels like it. Yeah, you got crime. Yeah, you got natural disasters. Yeah, you got all this shit going on. I get it. But let's compare that to 1950. Let's compare that to 1920. And you'll understand that it's been way worse. And this is nothing compared to that. So, I just want to remind everyone, like, if you think the world is shit right now, or if you think America is, like, complete garbage right now, you're going to need to reevaluate your brain, your mindset, your perspective. You're going to have to check yourself and really see how did you get misled so far beyond the truth of the situation. And so what? You know, the economy is bad right now. It's been worse. It's been way worse. I can think of many times in American history where it has been way worse. Don't let the media fool you, guys. People have money and they're spending it. End of story. If you think your business can't take off because of the economy, you're in deep, deep doo-doo. Deep trouble. But anyways, I wanted to end on a lighter note. You got this. I believe in you. And I hope that you start the process of putting yourself in a better position. I want that for you so much. I wish you the best, all the best, nothing but the best. And I wish for some challenges for you along the way. That way you can become stronger and become a much better person. So thank you. I wish you well. Have a good one.